This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
I listen to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 20th of Zulhijjah 1441, corresponding to the 10th of August 2020. Yeah, in South Africa, alhamdulillah, it is what they say, public holiday, Women's Day. Allah alone knows how many holidays we have, but anyway, inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in a noble Quran, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fa hadith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, proclaim it, announce it, broadcast it, it's fine, but attribute everything to Allah and say, hadha min fadli rabbi, this is the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Secondly, remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." The person who is not grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah, to people, in reality is not thankful, grateful to Almighty Allah jalla wala. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Today's report back, we have given it the title "Trip to Komatipur." So alhamdulillah, last week Monday right till Saturday with Mohana Arafat in the morning, all the programs went well. Hadha min fadli rabbi, and that's picking up very, very well, alhamdulillah. Then the Q&A, everything went well. Because I was leaving on Wednesday, so Tuesday I went to Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsa, my honorable Ustad. And because madrasa is closed, so there were no classes as such, but we had good intense discussion on certain issues. And mashallah, you know, tahqeeq and masail research and so forth. So that is very, very good. Allah Ta'ala grant our Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab siha and afia, and likewise all our teachers and those who passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus with all the marhumin. Wednesday, after doing my programs, the bliss of marriage and the tafsir, around up past 2 or so, mashallah, then we left from here and we went to Witbank, mashallah. So when we came there to Witbank, I told them that, you know, that I want to read the Maghrib Salat, because Asr Salat and then the time was finished already, meaning the Asr we read, but I want to read in the Masjid the Maghrib Salat. Remember that, you know, the Maghrib Salat in the new Masjid, Jummah Masjid, because I haven't seen it. And it's about 9 months or so, 9-10 months, I think in November they started it. Wonderful structure, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward all the donors, all the officials and trustees and imams and whoever else was responsible. And many a time you have the non-Muslims, they object, you know. But see, today the Masjid is there. And if you turn the history of that Masjid, I was the one, Pine Ridge Masjid also, when they started it, I was the first person to come there. Even this one, after they had that foundation laying ceremony, initially I was the first one with Allah's help. Hadha min fadli rabbi. So mashallah, Maulana Hassan Rawat was there. We know Maulana for many years. I think his imam there must be over 20 or more years, I'm not sure. So he told me that yes, I have a program and so forth. So I said fine. So I saw that, you know, that they got markings on the musalla. So I said that no, I'll make imamat also. So mashallah, I made the Maghrib Namaz and imamat, and then I gave advice regarding the masajid and so forth, the virtues and what are the rights of the masjid upon us. And thereafter, our host there was Haji Abdul Sattar Oka and his beloved son Hafiz Muhammad Ali. Ali Gora, as we call him, and Gora's mother and them, they go out of their way. They're so elated, excited when we come there. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Now I want to share with you one incident. Subhanallah, our Haji Abdul Sattar Oka, you must remember his brother Johnny, we used to call him Johnny, Farooq Muhammad Oka, he passed away a few weeks ago there in Nelspruit, you know. And when we were alone, then Haji Abdul Sattar told me that, you know, that Rafiq, that is the son of Johnny, of Farooq. So he went there to the hospital, 11 o'clock at night, 2-3 hours he was there with his beloved father, the last 2-3 hours of his life here on this temporary place, the world. He was reading Quran and Farooq read Kalima and everything. So I said, what Farooq did in his life? He said, you know something Farooq did, which very few of us really knew. Whenever I had programs in Nelspruit, you know, I always told the ulama and people, I will always sleep there, because Farooq's wife, Farida, is my kakazat ben, you know, her father, my father, are brothers. Her father passed away on a Friday, my father passed away in Ramadan. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, Allah grant Farida, the children, all sabr. That in the African township, he put up a madrasa, he put up a masjid, a musalla, all that, and he didn't tell us, you know. And that is subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala likes that kind of action. Subhanallah, his son was there. Normally in this COVID-19 and what have you, that hardly anybody can go in there, you know. But Allah is Qadir and Mutlaq, he does what he wants to. So I said, subhanallah, these are excellent signs. Allah grant him and grant the family, our sister Bilqis day in Urkhis, our brother Abdul Sattar, all of them sabre jameel, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all the families and the children, nephews, nieces, all of them. Then Isha time, our Hafiz Bilal came, Hafiz Bilal Osman, he said, no, we'll have program there, mashallah, in Masjid Abu Bakr. Witbank now has 5 masajid, mashallah. So there also we gave some advice after Isha, and then the request came that they want, they must come Fajr time again to the new masjid, because the brothers really enjoyed after Maghrib. I said, fine, but one condition, I'll make imamat, you know. This right-wing, left-wing business don't suit me. So anyway, that I must remember that I told them, so they agreed, mashallah. So I made the Fajr Salat and thereafter gave some advices and so forth. And then we had a long trip, you know, but I was tired also, because now I'm going to travel for 5-6 hours and go this town, all that and so forth. So first stop after Witbank was Carolina, because now they told me I can't come to Nelspruit, everybody's covered and so forth. So I said, fine. So then we went to Carolina, first stop by Dr. Mahmoud Jina. Dr. Jina did us a favor, we can never ever repay him, mashallah. When we started Markaz Sahaba 2018, it was April, and the first Jummah broadcast we had from Carolina. Our program was a Thursday night from Trichardt, where my sister, my niece, Moana Ismail Osman and them are. But at Jummah we had from there, and he went out of his way to make sure everything is under control. So therefore, we go and always thank him, meet him, meet him, you know, my wife meets his family and so forth. So Almighty Allah reward our Dr. Mahmoud, bless his children, inshallah, with good spouses, and Allah grant them siha, afia. And from there, then we went to Haji Yusuf Arbi. Now this family, I know 4 generations. I know he's in his 70, 75, almost 80. I know his late father, Abu Arbi. Abu Arbi, by Padia, my father-in-law, Haji Ovi Muhammad. But they were always together. And anything I wanted to know about Haji Bhai Padia, Marhum Rahimahullah, I always used to ask Abuba. Abuba, he korwai, who korwai, makechua. So he used to always give me the information. I can't go ask Bhai Mota. Bhai Mota is big man, you know. So all passed away. Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So Abu Arbi is the father, Yusuf Arbi, mashallah, he's there in Carolina. His son is Ismail, and Ismail's son is Muhammad. So we got 4 generations, all of them we know. So, mashallah, we had good the discussion. I told him where Mauna Harun was born. Our Mauna Harun of Spingo Beach, who passed away recently, Allah grant him. He said the next door house, subhanallah. So Mauna Harun was born there in 52, then he went to Mias Farm, and then around 69 or so, then he went to India, Pakistan to go and study and so forth. So subhanallah, then he graduated in 76, first in the whole of Pakistan. So, you know, so he was telling me a lot about the family and all, because they grew up in the family also. So nevertheless, so we discussed, we had to read Zohar Salat there as well. They got a nice musalla in the house. So mashallah, we read Salat there. Allah Ta'ala reward our Haji Yusuf Arbi and his whole family. MashaAllah, they go out of their way. When we go there, I tell my wife, these small towns, they got big, big hearts, you know. So therefore, I love to visit these small little dorpies. We call them in Afrikaans. So these towns. Then from there, now next stop, Barberton. So MashaAllah, when we went Barberton, our Hafiz Hassan Wauda was waiting for us. We were delayed by half an hour, 45 minutes or so. So he was waiting by the masjid. We already read Zohar Salat. So I told him, you know what, let's go have a quick bite, lunch and what have you. And then I'll to go Kabristan graveyard. Now he's telling me the people who passed away, some we knew, some we didn't even know. So in 1991, first of Shaban, you know, I still remember it was a Friday night. I came back from Darul Uloom after Isha. And then I heard Fatima, my wife, crying, you know. So I rushed there to ask. He said, the father just passed away. My mother was with me as well, and I phoned Moasema. I told him, because my father-in-law was very much involved in the initial stages with Darul Newcastle when they were purchasing the property and to make contribution and so forth. So all this history also Haji Abu Bakr Arbi told me. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So we left. It was raining. We arrived there in Barberton 2:30 in the morning, and his son Abdullah, who passed away now a few weeks ago, he was there by him. And then that Saturday we had the janaza. So first Shaban 1991 he passed away. So nevertheless, we went to his grave. We went to Abdullah's grave, who passed away. He passed away in Nelspruit, but then obviously Barberton is near, so they buried him there. And then, you know, I heard about Akbar. Now, Akbar Yusuf also, I spent 1-2 nights in his house when we did programs. And Allah Ta'ala grant our Akbar Ba also, Jannatul Firdaus, his family, Sabre Jamil. Then there in Barberton, there's one family, one person, they used to call him Buzruk, you know. So Belam Chacha. So he also passed away. I never even knew about it. So we went to his grave also. And 91 years old. So subhanallah, you know, sometimes. And making zikr. MashaAllah, his son is here in Rainsworth. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for Maulana Balam here in Rainsworth, Binoni. And Allah Ta'ala grant all these marhumin, you know, Jannatul Firdaus. They did so much. If I tell you an incident, I'm speaking of what I saw. So when I visit Baipadia's grave, then I see there's a tree there. When I visit Moha Qasim Sema's grave, I see there's a 3-day in Newcastle. And Baipadia, Haji Baipadia is there, you know, in the Dayal Road. And then I visit my father-in-law. So his grave, I see there's a tree coming out there as well. So this is something ajeeb, you know, how Allah Ta'ala gives certain signs. These people did so much work for deen. And Allah Ta'ala accept them. And Asluwa Athabitu wa Farwa fi Sama. So Allah Ta'ala says that, you know, their roots are right at the bottom and the fruits are right on top. So Allah Ta'ala make easy. So anyway, it's very, you know, touching to go to these places. And you get inspiration and so forth. We read Asr Salat there, mashallah, in Barberton, and then I had to leave for Komatipur. Now the construction, and then the trucks, and there's a lot of stories. So just at Maghrib time, Maghrib was there about 5:33 or 5:35. I pulled in there about 5:45, 5:45, 5:45, 5:45. Then I spent Thursday night there, Friday night, Saturday morning, I returned. Not one day did I wear, not one time, when did I wear a jersey there. Subhanallah, Komatipur is summer there. It's 26 degrees, 25 degrees, nighttime is 12 degrees, 14 degrees. So excellent place to be, like, you know, Durban and all these places. So Durban is excellent during winter, Komatipur. So mashallah, they were all gone for salat, and then we read our salat and so forth. So then we met Hafiz Saleh. So now these people, yeah, my in-laws. So Haji Ovi Muhammad got 10 sons. Now with Abdullah's passing away, his 5 sons are alive, 5 have passed away. And mashallah, they built a masjid there about 20 years ago. He, Abdullah, mashallah, rahimahullah, we say now. So his wife is there, mashallah, Allah give her sabr and grant Abdullah also Jannatul Firdaus. Then Hafiz Saleh is there, and the daughter Zaida is there, Abida, the other daughter, is there in India. So mashallah, pious children. 50 years ago, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, performed their nikah, you know, in Vellum and so forth. So, and I told Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib ke hamara nisbati bhai, hamara sala jo hai, unki nikah Hazrat ji ne parai rahimah, tika ke is wajah se aulad bhi itni nek hai, you know. So that's why their children also are so pious and so forth. So mashallah, Hafiz Saleh got 3 sons, 2 completed hifz, and mashallah, you know, Muhammad Yusuf, Muhammad Musab, and Muhammad Musab is 5-6 suparas and so forth. So all jolly, mashallah, they'll ask me questions, I'll ask them questions, and they all enjoy it, mashallah. So that Isha time, I told them I don't want no program, I'm tired, I drove, I don't know how many kilos, and I don't know after how long I'm driving, you know, long trip been long journey. Yes, one thing I told you, for those of you who are traveling and you're going from one province to another. So now we are going from Gauteng to Mpumalanga. So when you enter the Mpumalanga, somewhere they have a stop. You know, they'll ask you your permit or driver's license and so forth. So we had everything. Alhamdulillah, we just showed them, there's no problem. And same way when we came back also, then again they stopped us one place, permit, and they say, Lungile, now you go, no problem. So anyway, just for those of you who want to travel interprovincial, you want to go from one province to another, you must have your documents with you. Remember that, to make life easy. So that was Thursday night, mashallah. Then Friday morning that we did the program with Mohan Arafat, and Thursday I did it from Whitbank, from our Satarba's place and Abdul Satarba's place, and then on Friday morning from there. And they delayed the salat. I told Hafiz Saleh he must make salat 6 o'clock. So mashallah, they agreed. They put a big notice there as well. And then I went there to the masjid. We had a program, mashallah, regarding the virtues of Friday, so forth. And then the next program was the Jummah khutbah and so forth. So the imam was, you know, our sheikh this time, yeah, who was the imam? Faisal Ghazawi, I think it was him, I'm forgetting now. So anyway, that the topic was about, no, it was Sheikh Abdullah Awad al-Juhani, yes, it was Sheikh Abdullah Awad al-Juhani. So he was the imam, and he spoke about the Fadail al-Quran. I always notice about him, he's a lover of the Quran, you know, always, and he reads well, mashallah. Young imam, about him I read one ajeeb incident. Let me share it with you. You like stories, you know. So one day in Medina Munawara, that he was there in Medina, now he's in Makkah. So he went to one restaurant. This was many years ago now. So the restaurant packed. So yeah, now he didn't wear his jubba and kubba and all normal, you know, people didn't know he's the imam of the haram. So he asked that person that how many people, yeah, he told him about. He said, what's the bill? He said, 5,000, 10,000 riyals. So he took out the money. He said, okay, take this and say I paid for all of them. He went away. Everybody going there, they said, no, it's paid, finish. So then one person said, you know who's that? He said, who? He said, he's Imam of the Haram and so forth and so on. See, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala gave such hearts, you know. So that he didn't tell anybody, I'm Imam, does that. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah ko bara bana deta. See, you keep such a big heart, you know. He just gave that man 5,000, 10,000 riyals, whatever what the people ordered. And he said, just tell him he's paid, finish. And he didn't make big noise and he carried on. So such people, they are in the world, alhamdulillah. So anyway, he spoke about that, and then we went to the masjid, and subhanallah, that if you know Komatipur, maximum they got 120, 125 Muslims, that is men, women, children, everybody. So mashallah, masjid was packed and so forth, very, very good, and Allah Ta'ala reward them, and many people, musafirs, going through the Kruger Park and so forth and so on, also used that masjid, and they named it Masjid Uthman, after Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, and after my father-in-law also, Usman Wali Muhammad, Ovi Muhammad. So mashallah, we must always give good names to our masjid, keep the name of Sahaba and so forth. Excellent. And thereafter, mashallah, was lunch and what have you. Then I said, me, I have to sleep. Now I'm very, very tired. Then after Asr, mashallah, we went there to Hafiz Ali's place, mashallah, the new one, and nice swimming pool there, me and the children, and we enjoyed ourselves there. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. And then after Maghrib, then, you know, supper and what have you, after Isha, mashallah, there were many guests, you know, some Maulana Sufyan came, one Egyptian person came, and so forth. So after Isha, we had a nice program there in the masjid, and I spoke about death, you know. I said, what is death? What should we be doing? And so forth and so on. That was Jumma time. And then at night time, I spoke another topic. And mashallah, it went very, very well. The program, all with Allah's help. And then on Saturday mornings, again, same tarteeb, we did the interview, question, answers, went to masjid. And then I told them, now I have to leave because I'm going to make short the nasiha. So when Sahaba stayed in a place, after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, they had to leave. Then they would read, Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. So, mashallah, we explained to them, and then was nashta and then rasta. I wanted to leave about 8 o'clock in the morning because I worked out, it would take me 6 hours plus minus to reach home. And I'll have to drive alone, you know. So, anyway, so I left about 10 past 8 from Komati Port. And then the first stop was Witbank. There's a nice highway, mashallah, but there's some construction and all that going on. So anyway, the N44 going right to Maputo. From where Komati, where their wholesale is, to the border is just 5 kilos, you know, very, very near. And then across the border, then you're in Mozambique. From there, 100 kilos to Maputo, plus minus that is. So obviously, we didn't go all day. We were just in Komati. So now our first stop on the return trip was now Middelburg. Why Middelburg? My whole mother's family is there. My Nanima, she passed away. You must remember 27 night. My Nana, my mother's father, you know, but maternal grandfather, he passed away Ramadan. My Mama Ji, Hafiz Umar, the first Mehman Hafiz in the whole of South Africa. 1942 to 1944, mashallah, he became Hafiz here in Stenerton, the town masjid. If you go around there, were all, you know, shanties, like small houses and so forth. So my mother and her sisters, my Kalas, my Masis, my grandparents, they all lived there. And Hazrat Mohana Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Markadahu was there. And then my Mamaji, that is Hafiz Umar Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a very, very pious, born neck person, really, really. And he became Hafiz there. I asked him many times. He told me, yes, he started 42 and ended in 44. So anyway, so therefore, when we went there, then I made contact with my Masi's son, my Kala's son, Gora, Abdul Karim. Very few people know his name is Abdul Karim. So I told him he must meet me in a certain place because I want to go to graveyard. So then they tell me, no, graveyard is now locked. I said, no, we'll get the key. So Haji Ismail Ghani, as Allah Ta'ala reward our Haji Sahib, Allah Ta'ala and Ajarje, mashallah. I saw him, but he didn't see me. So he managed to organize the key, everything. So the three of us, Haji Ismail Ghani, Allah reward him, our brother Gora, my Masi's son, Kala's son, and myself. So I went to my Nana's grave, my Nanima's grave, my, you know, uncle Hafiz Umar, his wife, Mami. So mashallah, and then my auntie, so all of them, and then our Ghafuri, Abdul Ghaffar, his children and grandchildren all passed away. So there, you know, 4 or 5 of them in a line. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Some houses I couldn't go, they all sick, you know. So anyway, Allah knows best. So then I went to Mami's house, Hafiz Umar remarried, mashallah, and then we spoke a lot of issues and a lot of things and so forth, thinking of all the good old people, you know, how sincere they were, how much love they had for Deen. My Nanima, she would come to Heidelberg, you know, real saliha lady, pious lady, you know. She would let sit and we would sit around her. She was sickly, we'd sit on the bed, we sit on the floor. She tell us stories of Piran, Pir Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Imam Abu Hanifa, and I don't know what. Some stories till today I can't find. Till today. I don't know which kitab they got it from. But that's not important. They put the love of Deen. You see? So today what we do, you as a mother, you as a father, whole day PlayStation, Twitter, and thus, and police station, what station, PlayStation, and other police station, and what, all nonsensical things we get busy with. So what love the children will have for Deen? Be honest about this. So think seriously, what example are we for our children? So spend time, teach them, start ta'aleem in your house, and see the noor will come in that house, the rahmah, the barakah will descend in that house. That is what they taught us. So Allah Ta'ala, we can never forget them. Remember that. And then mashallah, my nephew Muhammad is married there to, you know, we call him Putti Broadway. They're the big shots there, BMW, you know. So anyway, I went to spend 5-10 minutes there. So anyway, to tell them that no, don't worry, we still family from before also. And then from there I had to rush to Trichardt to visit my sister and my niece and her children and all of them. Now 1.5 hour drive also. That also now, you know, the quiet road. But so far, you know, you get 1-2 places, construction, or you get bad roads, potholes, and so forth. So anyway, then you can't drive fast. So anyway, we read Zohar Salat there, then lunch. I met my sister, children, the grandchildren, all of them. They were so happy. Mona, Ismail Osman, Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his parents. MashaAllah, we visited Haji Iqbal also. And then I read Asr also there, Zohar. I read, then I read Asr there, and then I said, now I must leave. Exactly Azan time, Maghrib time, I pulled in here in Lens. Marathon trip for me, over 1,200 kilos, you know, going, coming. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them, and Allah Ta'ala keep the Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala give Jannatul Firdaus to all those who pass away. And in that way there, to keep the family ties is very, very important. You must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everybody. Anybody's name, we must doubt, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, and you know, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Inshallah, that our programs to come now, 2:30 to 3, inshallah, will be Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A we did this morning with Mawlana Arafat. 3:30 to inshallah, 5:25, or whatever will be our brother, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, Al-Amin, Templeton. And thereafter, the Maghrib Adhan, and thereafter, inshallah, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, after the surahs, till about 7 o'clock, and then 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Sajda, chapter number 32, so verses 1 to 9, 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be. Remember that Maulana Yunus Patel's advices, 8 to 10, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz with Maulana Arafat in the Q&A, and then 10 to 11, inshallah, the Urdu lecture. So you must remember, Tumari Nigrani Ho Rahi Hai, Allah Ta'ala is all observing our deeds, our speech, our actions by Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafizullah. So that will be tonight, inshallah, between 10 and 11. So make dua for us and the Ummah. Inshallah, my brother Tobel is here. He will prepare, inshallah, the podcast of this report back, and inshallah, we will send it. Oh yes, let me make this announcement quickly, that those of you who are not receiving the Nasiha and whatever else podcast, so go to your Play Store on your phone, and thereafter you will find an app there called Telegram, and then you download it, you install it in your phone, and thereafter you look for my link, and inshallah, if you got the link, then inshallah you just subscribe, and then you will get everything. And if you don't find the link, you send me a message, just write Telegram, don't put long story, just put Telegram. We will send all the details to you. 071-888-1184. I see mashallah, many people are joining in. Hada min fadli rabbi. So that is the Telegram story. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.